This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. In the archives at Roswell County Museum, I found stories of Ross pioneers recorded. Among the early settlers in Ross community were Florence Linz, coming in 1886 with J.W. Durham, and Edward Erickson, who came with his folks in 1889, John Krogh, 1890, and Lars Odegaard, 1895. An interview was given E.V. Chapin by Mr. Linz, which is as follows. Mr. Linz came to what is now Roswell County in 1886 with George Davis, driving a team and following Indian trails. George Davis homesteaded here and later served as county commissioner, defeating Mr. Skagen. Mr. Linz moved from southern Minnesota to North Dakota and then to Roswell County. On their inspection visit to this community, Mr. Linz and Mr. Davis stayed 2 weeks. There were few settlers in the Roswell Valley at that time. Mr. Linz mentioned Ryder, the fur trader who was located on the Roswell River, about 2 miles north of Pelcher's Crossing, the present dam site at Roswell. A Mr. Woods was at the crossing but had not been there long. Jim Jester was also located nearby. The few settlers lived by trapping in the winter and picking snake root in the summer. Mr. Linz reported there were 7 families at the Ross Indian Village when he first visited it. This included Billy McGillis. He reported there were about 50 in the band. They traveled from one hunting ground to another with travois and homemade carts with wooden wheels, which running without grease shrieked most horribly. Water table was high and Badger Creek was hard to cross at times. Settlers used many routes to reach the Roswell River. One of these was an Indian trail, which left the ridge near the range line by Badger, went through the old Doc Davis place, and angled across Skunk Creek. Mr. Linz stated that in 1885, Lon Irish, his wife and 2 sons were living in the vicinity of the present Smith place on the river between Ross and Duxby. Frank Irish was the first to teach in the first school located a mile north of Roswell in 1887. Grant Irish, a cousin, was also in the valley at that time. Linz returned before the 1st of June in 1887, having left North Dakota after completion of spring fieldwork. He had been on a farm 2 miles northeast of Nash, North Dakota. With him were George Davis and Martin Dieter. They stayed and put up hay. Waterman had bought out woods and had set up a hotel on the banks of the Roswell River in the vicinity of the west side of the dam in Roswell. Mr. Waterman was the father of Mrs. John Dieter. John Dieter came with Waterman and was married. Mr. Sutton, who established a store, came a year or two afterwards. Jadis was named after the county auditor of Kitson County. Linz stated that Sutton, in establishing the first post office, had the financial backing of Mr. Jadis, and it was probably thus that the post office got its name. In the fall of 1887, Linz returned to North Dakota for threshing, after having established a place west of his present location. His parents and brothers settled along the riverbank to the east. Mr. Whitney and Mr. Box, both of Warren, established a ranch in the northwest corner of Section 8 in Moose Township in 1888. They tried to raise full-blooded cattle, but the swamp fever doomed the experiment and failure. Mr. Whitney had a hardware store at Warren, and both men had wooden legs. Mr. Linz remembered some of the other pioneers. Pete Foss came before 1890, Mr. Dauhauer in 1890, Olaf Efshin and John Hendrickson, both about 6 feet 6 inches tall, and were sent as emissaries to inquire about the Indian scare. Other early Ross settlers were Frank, Joza, and Barnes Ketchell. Frank was the father. The 2 boys were married and had their families along. All got homesteads. Barnes had a small shanty erected before Mr. Lynn's arrived, but it was a hunting shack and not evidence of settlement. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.